You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. First, judging from stock index futures about 2.5 hours before the formal start of trading, investors are taking news of a former president's indictment in stride. At the moment, Dow futures are up 0.3%, S&P futures up 0.2%. Whether or not these criminal charges further polarize politics in America or delay the emergence of a Republican frontrunner in next year's presidential primaries adds several new doses of uncertainty, and investors don't like uncertainty. Here's Eric Gordon, a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business.
It's more bad news for the financial markets and for the economy, because I think we've had about all the instability, all the shakes we can take. We have gone through COVID. We have gone through the crypto market crashing. We've gone through a stock market which seems to be unstable. Tech companies, which were begging people to come work for them, have laid off tens of thousands of people. Now we have a banking shock, and we're not sure that that's done. You know, we're in this economic car that's hitting one pothole. We think we get the car back under control, then it hits another pothole. At some point, the car is going to crash.
That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.